segment. In the meantime, we're going to move on to the issue of discrepancies in pricing between what's on the shelf and what rings up at the till. And several of you are already sending in voice notes and messages around that. Let's start with a bit of a framework for it, and then we'll take those voice notes after the headlines. Wendy, this is something we've spoken about before. What are your rights if you get to the till and it says your pineapple costs 18 Rand and you know it said 15 Rand on the shelf when you picked it up? What if a store has a compensation policy but pretends not to know about
which
it?
Very common.
These are some of the big questions. Over to you.
Okay, so legally, if you get to a pay point of a supermarket, you have your product on the conveyor, what do you call this anyway, there at the till,
the belt,
and the price, and you're paying attention, which many of us are not. I think we get overcharged many times and just don't realize it. So because there's no sticker on anymore, there hasn't been for many years, so you've got to remember the price that you saw at the shelf, or know very, it's a thing you buy regularly, you know exactly what it sells for, to notice, hang on, as it goes beep through the scanner, that's not the right price. So when you bring that to their attention, and many people don't want to because there's a queue and you don't want to make a scene and hold everyone up, but you really should, the law, the consumer law requires the store to give it to you at the lower price, it's, providing that it's not just a case of misplacement and that the item, when you weren't looking at the wrong shelf price.
You picked up the barcode beans, not
yes,
the
or the wrong size. So it must be exactly the same barcode. They must give it to you at the lower price. And I always say, do it. Put your hand up, get the manager called, because it helps all of us. If there's no incentive for them to get it right, if people just, you know,
let it go
at the till. So be that person who nicely just says, I wanted it at the other price. So for many years now, first Pick and Pay and then Woolworths have gone a step further with policies that compensate you at the till if the shelf price and the till price aren't the same. So in Woolworths, if a customer queries the price of a product, and this is taken from the official policy, during or after the transaction, so at the till or maybe when you walk away, and it's established that they were charged more than the displayed price, the customer gets the product free, and if they've got more of the same identical product, they get those at the lower price. So that's great. And if it's something that's quite pricey, and I know of many people, I know one woman who ran around to several branches, I think it was a Gammon or something, and she scored some kind of meat product. That's a little cheeky, I suppose, but it's their policy.
It's their policy, so.
Then Pick and Pay does a version of that. In fact, they started it. Pick and Pay copied it, and then Pick and Pay diluted theirs a bit. So at Pick and Pay, if the price scans higher than at the till than at the shelf, the customer gets double the difference between the right price and the wrong price as compensation. So if it's a difference of 10 Rand, you get
20 Rand compensation.
20 Rand off the lower price. So it can, depending on the value of the item again, it can be quite significant compensation. But
So here's the but. It's fantastic that they have those policies, but neither of them does an awful lot, Wendy, to let people know that those policies exist. I do remember the double the difference thing used to be advertised, but I have not seen or heard of it in a very long time.
Last time I saw it was in a store, a Pick and Pay in Boulders and Midrand. Mm-hmm. I don't generally see them too often, and they're certainly not at every till point where you can't miss them. And Woolworths, you don't see it anywhere. But whenever I get a complaint, which is a steady stream from either a Pick and Pay or a Woolworths customer somewhere around the country saying, I raised this, and either the teller or the manager said, or both said, no, either we don't do that anymore, or we don't do that in this particular store or whatever. Mm. And then I thought, well, maybe they have changed it, and I go through the media offices of the whichever brand it is, and they go, no, it's definitely our policy. And I always say, well, why don't you advertise it? You know, and I don't really get an answer on that one.
You know, it would keep them on their toes.
That's what the policy is for, because
it's meant to,
in-store issue. It's to incentivize the stores
to get it right. Yeah.
And they're so big on offering these 2-for-1 or the, 10% off, or there's so many specials always running. So I get that it's a challenge for their systems, but don't offer it if you can't
cope
handle
with it.
The logistics. Yeah.
Okay, so after the news, we'll talk you through a couple of the case studies that have come our way. We'll share some of your SMSs and voice notes as well, and take your open line call. Now, back to the charging topic. All right, let's go to a call first before we share Andy's case study. Peter's on the line from Milnerton, and it sounds like you've got a story of somebody who really scored from this. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tipper. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
Good. Basically, what happened was in the 1980s, my mother-in-law and my wife were busy shopping at a shop, and she was at the meat section, my mother-in-law, and she picked up a price of a leg of lamb, and she thought, this is impossible. So she looked around to see if there was more, but there was only that one. And she put it in the basket and got other groceries when she got to my wife. And they got to the till, and they were ringing up the stuff, and the lady said, excuse me, there's a problem here. This item, this leg of lamb, is actually showing 1 cent. So my mother-in-law said, well, that's the price that's been advertised. So the lady called the manager, and the manager came over, and he said, well, wherever you are, Mrs., I hope you enjoy Christmas with Mr. Pick and Pay. It's on the house. 1 cent for the leg of lamb.
Wow. Even back in the 80s or 90s, that would have been a bargain price. Peter, thanks for relaying that. Now, Wendy, that would have been before the days of the Consumer Protection Act, obviously.
Yes, I know, and that's still the, it would have been called in common law snatching at a bargain. So they, you know, the law needs to be fair to both parties. That is clearly a mistake. And what the Consumer Protection Act has done since it became effective in 2011, we're going on for 9 years, March 2011, first of April 2011 it came into effect, is give the retailers an out with regard to an obvious mistake. Now, I think 1 cent, even in the 80s, for a leg of lamb, as you say, would fall ludicrous, under that obvious mistake category. I've focused this on the supermarket situation because there are online situations and it can get a little bit complicated. But certainly I engaged with the then Consumer Goods and Services Ombudsman a few years ago about this, because I get most complaints about the supermarket scenario. And he said very clearly, once you've put your product on the at the till point, if the price is wrong, I'd say even if these days you're not going to get that 1 cent thing because you don't have stickers on the product, and it's very unlikely to, in the supermarket scenario, for it to be one of those ridiculously wrong prices.
Printed label.
No,
on the
it's
item.
Not going to.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. So,
I hope it was a happy Christmas, Peter, and a great leg of lamb.
Well, he's still remembering it, what 40 years, 30-something years later. So, great story, but it wouldn't wash. Pick and Pay would be within their rights. At least you got the manager who was like, well, our mistake, enjoy it as a customer service. But it's not illegal. It wouldn't have been a legal right.
But I bet they still talk about it at the Christmas table every single year.
And look, Pick and Pay has got some lovely coverage.
Peter, thanks for sharing that story. I'm going to go back to ticket scams, and then we'll continue with some more on the barcode issues. But I just think this is quite urgent to take. Caroline in Pinelands, I think, is listening with great trepidation to what we've been discussing. Caroline, good afternoon.
Yes, Peter, thanks very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I bought something after seeing an ad on Facebook. My son subsequently told me that I must never buy anything on my
phone.
Listen
to the Facebook ads are notorious.
Anyway, so what happened was that I ordered some face cream, and they said it was 99 rand for the delivery. And then then they promptly charged me more than 5,000 rand for a full set of the cream.
Very common
which
scam.
I never, ever received. Now, what I want to know is, am I able to claim that back from Standard Bank on my MasterCard?
Yes, you should.
Does
when
Standard
was that,
Bank
Caroline?
Also repay it back?
It's not Standard Bank. They just act as the go-between. So it's a protection offered by, did you say Visa or MasterCard?
MasterCard, yes.
Okay, so they know how this works. They will then get the money back from that merchant's bank. You must apply as soon as you can. You go through the disputes department of your bank and you use the word chargeback. I want to lodge a chargeback dispute. They'll know exactly what it is. What they'll need from you is proof that you didn't get what you paid for.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Good luck,
Sigh
Caroline.
Of relief. Good luck, Caroline. Please drop us an email or an SMS to let us know if it comes right.
Ignore the Facebook ads if you can, unless you're very sure of who you're dealing with.
Okay. So back to the shopping. A WhatsApp saying, I did some shopping at Pick and Pay Constantia this past weekend and forgot something, so I ran back and noticed that a can of kidney beans on the shelf advertised at just under 17 rand scanned at the till as just under 19 rand. I was in a rush. I thought it's 2 rand. and I let it go. But how many 2 rands are slipping through is the question. And that is precisely why we're talking about this. A lot of them. So Wendy, the question is, you've told us Woolies and Pick and Bear have the protection policies in place that should compensate the customer who notices and says something. But not all of the individual stores are offering it when it's asked for. And you had a case study from Andy Miller around exactly this issue.
Not too long ago, yes. She says she was at the Pick and Pay in Lakeside. They overcharged her for something. She says, I pointed out that they were committed to refunding at double the difference. I was then informed by the manager that this no longer applies. I said, well, there was still a notice board. Okay, they have one in the Fishhook branch. And he said, this must be because it's a family store, but it no longer applies at the Lakeside branch. I did think this was rather strange. And so this is still Andy saying, and the other day when I was at the Fishhook branch, they said this is nonsense and should still apply at all the stores under the circumstances. What should one do in future if this happens at the Lakeside store? So I took it up with Pick and Pay, and they said, what nonsense. It applies to all the store, all the Pick and Pay stores. So, double the difference if they get the price wrong. You do have to notice, number one, and then you should raise their policy, and that compensation should then apply. Remember, if it happens in Woolworths, you get that first item free of charge, and it's not just in the food section; it's throughout their store, clothing, home bedding, all of that.
So you do have the right to insist on that policy being implemented.
Yes, call the manager, and then if you still don't get it, let me know.
Well, here's two compliments on other stores from somebody on the SMS line who's had this experience as well. At Woolworths with Long Life Milk and at Clicks with Fruit and Nut Mix. In both cases, the price on the shelf was less than the price I was told at the till. I said to them, the price I see is the price I pay, and I had no problem at either store. Their senior people instructed the cashiers to scan the shelf price. So that's good feedback that it was that, and
Clicks was one of them. Clicks and Pick and Pay.
And Woolies,
but she didn't get the item free, which you should have. You see, you need to know their compensation policies in order to get it.
You need to know that it exists in order to ask for it.
Knowledge is power and money in your pocket.
Did you by any chance check on Checkers?
I've
Wendy?
Actually been checking on Checkers for a while. I said, you know, what would you not consider, because I get complaints from all the stores about this wrong scanning, and including Checkers and ShopRite. So I went to the ShopRite group in the last week, and this was their response. I love the wording. In our experience across our various supermarket brands and thousands of stores, our customers have indicated that our approach to honor the lowest of the two prices when there are product price discrepancy meets their needs. Well, that's the legal requirement. So I can't imagine if they're asking customers, would you like us to just give you the price we're supposed to? Would you like us to compensate you for the fact that we got it wrong? No, it's fine. Don't compensate us. I'd like to see that happen. The response continued, we remain committed to serve our customers and retain them, and therefore each customer complaint is handled individually to ensure that our customer is happy with the outcome.